Narayana Namaskritya Narayachava Narottama Devim Sarasvatim Vyasam Tato Jaya Mudiraye Nasta Pariyasabhadresu Nitya Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Sloke Bhakti Bhavati Naistike Vedi Ramane Chaiva Purane Bharati Tata Advanta Chamadi Chahari Sabata Giyati Mokam Kurativa Chalam Prangu Langate Grihe Yakripataham Bande Sri Guru Dinatayane Paramananda Madhava Dhammo Prajita Kadabhuta Paramoni Masham Satan Vedan Vastavam Atravastu Shivadanta Patrayo Mulana Sima Bhagavate Mahamuni Kinteki Vai Para Isvaray Sadhyo Rudi Habarutatite Kratvidita Krishnan Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya So we are continuing the reading of Srimad Bhagavatam, 7th Canto, Chapter 5, Text 6, Prahlad, the saintly son of Hiranyakashipu. Sri Narada Uvacha Sutra Putra Giro Daitya Para Paksha Samaitaha Jahasa Buddhi Balanam Vidyate Para Buddhi Sinarada Uvacha Sota Puto Giro Daitya Parabaksha Samaita Jasa Bhudi Balanam Vidyate Parabuddhi Sinarada Uvacha Sutta Puta Giro Daitya Parapaksha Sama Ipta Jasa Bodhi Balanam Vidyate Parabuddhi Sinarada Uvacha Sutta Puta Giro Daitya Parapaksha Samaita Jasa Buddhi Balanam Vidyate Parabuddhi You can chant. Anybody else? Matajis?
Sinarada
Srinada Uvacha. Narada Muni said, Sutwa, hearing, Putragira, the instructive words of his son, Datya, Hiranyakashipu, Parapaksha, on the side of the enemy, Sama Itaha, full of faith, Jahasa, laughed, Buddhi, the intelligence, Balanam, of small boys, Vidyate, is polluted, Parabuddhi, by instructions from the enemy's camp. Translation and purport by Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada ki. Narada Muni continued, when Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization in devotional service, thus being faithful to the camp of his father's enemies, Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons, heard Prahlad's words, and he laughingly said, thus is the intelligence of children spoiled by the walls of the enemy. Purport. Hiranyakashipu, being a demon, will always consider Lord Vishnu and his devotees to be his enemy. Therefore, the word Parapaksha, on the side of the enemy, is used here. Hiranyakashipu never agreed with the words of Vishnu or Krishna. Rather, he was angered by the intelligence of a Vaishnava. Lord Vishnu, Lord Krishna says, Savadama Parityagya Mamikam Saranam Praja. Give up all other duties and surrender unto me. But demons, like Hiranyakashipu, never agree to do this. Therefore, Krishna says, Namam Diskrina Moda, Papadyanti Naratama, Mayaya Pratyagyanam, Asuram Bhavam Ashritaha. Those miscreants who are grossly foolish, lowest among mankind, whose knowledge is stolen by illusion, and who partake of the atheistic nature of demons, do not surrender unto me. Bhagavad Gita 7:15. The Asura Bhava, the atheistic nature, is directly represented by Hiranyakashipu. Such persons, being Muda and Naradama, fools and rascals, the lowest of men, will never accept Vishnu as the supreme and surrender to him. Hiranyakashipu naturally became increasingly angry that his son, Prahlad, was being influenced by the camp of the enemies. He therefore asked that simple persons like Narada not be allowed within the residential quarters of his son, for otherwise, Prahlad will be further spoiled by Vaishnava instructions. Gurave Gura Chandaya Radhikaya Tadalaya Krishna Ya Krishna Bhaktaya Tabataya Namo Nama Agyana Timandasya Gana Gana Sadakaya Chakshimutayin Tabyana Tasma Sri Gurave Nama Vanta Kapatu Vyusa Kripa Sindhava Chapati Itana Pavanandiyo Vaishnava Diyo Namo Nama Srinara Uvacha Sutra Putra Giro Daitya Parapoksha Samahita Jahasa Budhi Balanam Vidyate Parabodhidhi. Narada Muni continued, when Prahlad Maharaj spoke about the path of self-realization in devotional service, thus being faithful to the camp of his father's enemies, Hiranyakashipu, the king of the demons, heard Prahlad's words, and he laughingly said, thus is the intelligence of children spoiled by the words of the enemy. So this is very, very interesting topic of Prahlad Maharaj, because Prahlad Maharaj was a greatly advanced devotee of the Lord. He was a devotee right from the womb of his mother. So we know that during the pastimes of Sri Chaitanya Prabhu, whenever he listens to Bhagavatam, especially from Gadara Pandit, he always liked to hear the pastimes of Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj. Of course, we know that just like when people, they want to speak about Bhagavatam, especially when you live in the Braj area, you know, there's always a lot of Bhagavatam recitation going on. But most people, they are very interested just to hear about Krishna Lila in Vrindavan, and especially about Ras Lila. So they want to hear about Ras Lila, about Krishna's dealing with the gopis. But here, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he wants to hear about Prahlad Maharaj and Dhruva Maharaj. So this is very, very significant to understand. Why is it that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu wants to hear about Prahlad and Dhruva Maharaj constantly? This old canto of Bhagavatam, this seventh canto, Srila Prabhupada gave it the title of being the science of God. The science of God is the title of this old seventh canto Bhagavatam, which consists of 15 chapters. It is science of God because it shows one thing. It gives us the life of devotees, how devotees live their life, and specifically how devotees are always under the protection of the Lord, especially which is exemplified by Prahlad Maharaj. And the Lord is called Bhakta Vatsala. Bhakta Vatsala means that he's very, very affectionate to his devotees. So it's called Bhakta Vatsala. So Prahlad and Dhruva, they were simply childs, you know. They are young boys. Balan and Bala. Bala means young, means small, you know, small boys, 5 years old, you know, 4 or 5 years old. That is Balan. That's Bala. Usually, there are different progression as one grow up from childhood to youth to old age and then that. So, Prahlad and Dhruva, they represent the most important qualification by which devotees must have. And that qualification is simplicity. Because unless one is simple in their dealings, one cannot really faithfully take to devotional service of Krishna. Normally, there are two things in this world. There's simplicity, and the opposite of that is crookedness, kapatya. Kapatya is crookedness, and the other side is simplicity. So unless one is simple, there can be no question of, you know, practicing devotional service unto Krishna. So because Dhruva Maharaj and Prahlad Maharaj, they were small children. So which means that simplicity is there. And that's why Mahaprabhu loved to hear the pastimes of Dhruva Maharaj and the pastimes of Prahlad Maharaj. So when one is very, very simple, one becomes very, very faithful to the process. Because without faith, devotional service is actually not possible without faith. Because everything begins by faith. In Lord Krishna was saying in the Bhagavad Gita, chapter 9, text 3, Ashadadana Purusha, Damasya Shaparantapa, Apraprama-nivartante mritu samsara-vatmane. That those who are not faithful on the path of devotional service cannot attain me, but return to the birth and death in this material world. And Srila Prabhupada talks, he wrote as follows in his purport. He said, the faithless cannot accomplish this process of devotional service. That is the purport of this verse. Faith is created by association with devotees. Unfortunate people, even after hearing all the evidence of Vedic literature from great personalities, still have no faith in God. They are hesitant and cannot stay fixed in the devotional service of the Lord. Thus, faith is a most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. That's why I read this again. Faith is the most important factor for progress in Krishna consciousness. So which means if one is, the faith is possible if there's simplicity. If there's not simplicity, the opposite of that is doubt. If we hear something, the tendency is to question what we have heard. That's a tendency. We are given a particular spiritual instructions. Our tendency is to challenge that. The authority tells us, do this. We reply, why should I do that? So that's a tendency. Why? Because we are not simple in our dealings. There's no simplicity in our heart. So therefore, even when we hear spiritual instructions, we don't immediately accept. Whereas the children, they are very, very simple. For instance, if you call a child and say, hey, Bala, come and take this sweet. You come and take this sweet, so the child, the boy will say, yes, yes, yes. So if he come to you and then, take the sweet. Just like in the pastimes of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, when he was a child, and his body is normally decorated with so many, many jewels. So many ornaments, his bodies are decorated by that. So one time, some dacoit, they say, oh, look at this boy. Let's steal his ornaments. Let's kidnap him and steal his ornaments. So, Anade went in, Nimai, young Nimai, where baby Nimai was. So they saw that he was away, and his parents were not there. Nobody was around. So these two dacoit, they went there, and then they told him, he said, hey, Bala, hey, come, we have some nice sweet for you. Here in Bengal is famous for nice sweets. Rasgulla, gulab jamun especially, very, very sweet, So he said, okay, Bala, let's, come on, this sweet. So my professor said, yes, yes, yes. So he went to them, and then they gave him sweet, and then one of them carried him on his back. They wanted to take him so far away so that they can steal the ornament and then kill the child. This was their thinking. Of course, unfortunately, for them, they didn't know that, they are carrying the master of illusion himself, is the master of illusion, God, Krishna. They didn't know. So, but of course, because playing this childhood lila, so Mahaprabhu allowed himself to be taken, and then this dacoit, they were taking Mahaprabhu around, and of course, they thought that they were taking him to their house, but they actually took him to Nimai's house. So in this way, the fools, they get bewildered this way, So the children are very, very simple. So when Prahlad was in the womb of his mother, even the womb of his mother, so Narada Muni gave him instructions, gave him spiritual instructions. And then he accepted that. He accepted these spiritual instructions. And then he became very, very faithful. And that was his education. So he got this spiritual education, which is the king of all education, because there's what we call, there's a vidya, there's a paravidya, then there's a paravidya. Two different things. Or jaravidya, and also a paravidya. Jaravidya means a materialistic education. So the materialistic education, it makes one become crooked. Usually you go to school as a child, and then by the time you get to the high school, you become as good as anything. Whereas spiritual education makes one become very simple. So there's a difference between materialistic education and a spiritual education. So so Prahlad Maharaj, he already received his education already by his guru, by his spiritual master. So his father, Hiranyakashipu, he thought that, okay, I'm going to send Prahlad to Gurukul, whereby he appointed the most qualified teacher, Sanda and Amaka, the most qualified teachers. And this teacher, they were the most expert in terms of spiritual, in terms of a material subject. They're very, very expert in terms of economic development, in terms of how to pursue the part of sense gratification, you know, diplomacy, all these things. They're very, very expert. So Hiranyakashipu, being the king of the universe, because he had conquered all the demigods. So he became undisputed king. So he wanted his son to be as smart as him. Normally, every father wants their children to be as good as them, or even more than them. It's okay, let me send my child, this poor Prahlad, to the Gurukul, so that he can learn the science of diplomacy. He can learn the science of economic, you know, sense gratification. So Prahlad was in Gurukul, so-called Gurukul. Of course, he was actually listening to the instruction of Sankha and Amanda. He was listening to their instructions. But at the same time also, he already have a re-education, which is, was that verse he said, Antagatim Satyam Vishnu, that at the end of life, the goal of life is to attend Vishnu. So he already attended this education already. So when his father called him up, he said, my dear son, come and tell me what you've learned from the school. Come and tell me. So Hiranyakashipu was very, very much interested to hear what Prahlad has learned in the school. He wanted to find out from him. So, of course, Prahlad is very simple. He's very, very honest. So he wanted to tell his father what he has learned in school. Not what he has learned from his materialistic school, but actually what he has learned in the school of Narada Muni. Because Narada Muni is actually his actual teacher. Yes, this is what I've learned in the school. This is what I've learned in my school. The Sadhman Yashwavada Inam Sadasamudina Dinyan Asagrahat Hitwata Patangriyan and the Kopan Banangato Yadari Dasayet. This is what I've learned. He said, my dear father, you are the best of asuras. This what I've learned from my spiritual master. Any person who has accepted a temporary body and temporary astral life is certainly embarrassed by anxiety because of having fallen in a dark well where there is no water but only suffering. One should give up this position and go to the forest. Specifically, one should go to a place of pilgrimage, especially like Vrindavan, where only Krishna consciousness is prevalent, and should thus take shelter of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. This is very, very interesting that he said that because people are so much embarrassed by the materialistic environment. In this material world, everyone is always bothered by this threefold misery. Even though no matter how much you attend the material world, there's always perplexity. It's always one problem after the other. You think you are winning something, but actually you are losing. That is the nature of the material world. You may think you are losing something, but you're gaining something, but you're actually losing. But somehow, under the influence of Maya, we are thinking we are gaining. Or even though we don't attain something, we are full of optimism. That, oh, somehow, something is going to get better. Somehow, something is going to be fine. This is our conception in the materialistic world. And when somebody meets you in the morning, somebody see you and ask you, how are you doing? And then you reply, I am fine. Correct? That's all of us. My dear Prabhu, how are you? Oh, I'm fine. This is the trick of Maya. Because Maya makes us think that we are fine. You know, even though we are so much been troubled by the materialistic energy, we are so much been bombarded by these threefold miseries, we are still thinking that I am fine. How are you? I am fine. Because Maya, she makes this material world look very, very attractive for us. She makes it look as if it's very wonderful. She said, my dear child, come. Come and sit on my lap. So we go, sit on the lap of Maya. And then we sit on her lap, and then there are the three spikes. It's always poking us. And then we try to find out how we can make adjustments. You know, constantly, tapatraya, adi devi, adi atmik, adi baltic. Trying to make adjustments. But the more we try to make adjustment, the worse everything becomes. Because that is the nature of material one. That's why the sages, they say, Asatoma Jyotigama. Stop this life of darkness. Stop this life of materialistic involvement. Come to the light. Come to Krishna consciousness. Jyotigama. So Prahlad Maharaj is telling his father this way, that this chewing the chew of materialistic life, it just doesn't give anyone any benefit. Chewing that which has already been chewed before. So therefore, the best way is to go, the best way to become free from this materialistic involvement, which is always full of suffering, is to go to that place of pilgrimage where the disciples are. That's the best place. There is a talking about going to place of pilgrimage, whereby one can actually gain the association of sadhus. Srila Jiva Goswami, he was commenting from the Bhagavad Sandarbha about the necessity of going to the place of pilgrimage. From Bhagavad Sandarbha, which this is in the Anucheda 11, Sri Jiva Goswami was saying, Taprabhavena cha tadiya charane shraddha bhavati tadiya svabhavika paraspara bhagava katayam kimete sankatayanti tat sunimiti tari cha jayate tasravanena cha tasyam ruchi jayate iti tatacha mahatbhya eva shrita iti ti kaya kariti bhava tatacha kapila deva. So, the translation being that sometimes people travel, like let's say, mostly people go to like Vrindavan, or they go to Mayapur, or they go to Puri, or sometimes Dwarka. You know, many, many places of pilgrimage are there. There are sometimes people, maybe just out of sometimes, they may even go just out of leisure time. They want to just as a pleasure to go. So when they go to a place of pilgrimage, and then they have the intention to do some Tita Seva, to do some service to the place of pilgrimage. So naturally, sometimes when people are wandering around, especially in Vrindavan, when you're there, you always come across different sadhus. You will always come across different great devotees in Vrindavan. One come across them. Now, that when one come across them, sometimes one want to render particular service to them. you know, just let's say you say particular Saturday you may want to give them some donation or give them some fruit or do any particular service to them. You know. But however, what happened is that by such performance of activity, one gained the tendency to want to hear from the sadhus. Because when one sees so many sadhus, well, they are very, very simple in their dealings, and one sees them, and then sometimes one develops an inclination that, okay, let me hear from them. Let me just go and sit down to hear what they have to say. So we see many times, maybe some kata is going on, and people go, and then they just go and hear kata. You know, they just go and sit down and hear kata. So what happened is that by such hearing, spiritual sentiment actually germinates. It becomes like a bitch. It's actually arose within one's heart. Just by one's hearing. Like Kapila Dev, he said, Sata Pashanga Mamavi Sambedo, Babanta Rikana, Rosayana Kata, Tai Joshana Apiavakata Batmani, Shadarati Bhakti. He said that by hearing from the devotees, from the sadhus, now the potency of hearing from the sadhu, the potency of hearing Bhagavad Gita from the sadhu is that it paves the way for liberation. It paves the way from freedom from these materialistic sufferings. And then when the materialistic suffering is reduced, and then the tendency to want to develop bhakti actually arouse, that tendency to want to hear bhakti arouse. And this comes from here because when one develops the tendency to hear from the sadhus, then faith develops. You know, it was always like Rupa Goswami said that Ado Shraddha Sattva Sadhu Sangha Bhajan Kriya, that by hearing from sadhu, the faith develops. And by becoming faithful, then that again becomes, give one much more impetus by which one want to hear more and more. And then from faith, then the sadhu sangha began. Then there is sadhu sangha, which means association with the sadhu. And then by associating more and more with advanced devotees, then one wants to make a further steps in one's life that, let me engage in the devotional service. Let me engage in devotional service. And therefore, through the association of sadhus, the bhakti begins. And then the sadhu engages one in the devotional service. So therefore, it mentioned that, how do one attain bhakti? The bhakti is attained by association of sadhu. What is that? Bhagavat? Is a Bhagavad Sangena, Bhagavad Sangesto Bhakti Prajayate, that by the association of devotees, by association of Bhagavad devotees, gay devotees, then bhakti can develop. But this faith is a key thing, that we develop faith from sadhus. But we cannot approach a sadhu, you know, with crooked mentality. We cannot. Because if you approach sadhu with crooked mentality, then there cannot be any viable result. There cannot be any particular viable result if there is approach with the sadhu, if one approach them with this mentality. So that's why this simplicity is very, very important for the devotees. So devotees have to be much more simple in their ways. Because Krishna is there. Krishna is there for everyone. But it doesn't mean that everyone can get Krishna. Krishna, even though Krishna is attainable, but it's attainable, but it's not that everyone can attain Krishna. Because Krishna only allows himself to be gotten by those who have developed inclination towards him. When one develops inclination towards Krishna, then Krishna becomes merciful towards a person. There is no amount of austerity that we can perform. There is no amount of sacrifice. There is no amount of hearing that can be performed by which one can attain Krishna. It's only when Krishna chooses one. So therefore, I say, Nayam Atma Pravachinana Labhyo, Nanida Yana Bhavana Sutena, Nayam Evaisa Svinote Tena Labhyas, Tashyasa Atma Vivrunte Tena Swam. That the Supreme Lord is not attained by expert explanation, by vast intelligence, not even by much hearing. He is attained only by one who he himself chooses. To such a person, he manifests his own form. You know that because Krishna is always there with his devotees. Krishna is there with his devotees, with his dear devotees. Krishna is always there taking rest in the hands of his devotees. So therefore, if one pleases a great devotee of Krishna, if one faithfully serves a great devotee of Krishna, then even though Krishna himself is not willing, but because the devotee is pleased, then Krishna becomes, then that person also becomes dear to Krishna. There was a story one time. There was one fellow who was very, very offensive. He was very, very offensive. So Lord Ramachandra wanted to kill him. Lord Ramachandra actually decided to kill him because this fellow was very, very offensive. So now this fellow, he knew that Lord Ramachandra was about to kill him. So he went to Anumanji. So when he went to Anuma, he said, "My dear Anumanji, I want you to give me a benediction. I want you to make me a promise. So Anumanji asked him that, "What kind of promise?" The person said, "No, just first of all, I want to give me a promise first. Give me a promise that whatever I say, you will accept." So Anuma said, "Okay, whatever you want, whatever you say, I will accept." So this fellow said, "I want you to protect me from Lord Ramachandra, that Ramachandra will not kill me." Now here's the situation. Now Anuma, Lord Ramachandra is his lord. Now this person is kind of somehow, he tricked Anuma into giving him a benediction. But Anuma said that now he has given his word to this fellow that he will protect him. And what he has to do now, because if his Lord wants to kill this fellow, what he has to do? So because Anuma has given his word, he said, "Okay, I will give you protection." So when Lord Ramachandra was coming, so Anuma stood in front of this fellow. He said, "My dear Lord, before you can kill him, then you have to fight with me first. You have to fight with me before you can go to this, before you can kill this. You have to fight with me first. Because this person, he has taken shelter of me. So therefore, you have to go through me." So when so Lord Ramachandra, he had no choice but to stop his anger, because this fellow has been accepted by his, he has been accepted by his devotee, so the Lord become pacified that way. And that's why in the Gita, the Lord said, "Kunti patijanai nami bhakti pranashyati," that, "My dear Kunti, my dear Arjuna, you should declare that my devotee will never perish. And the word of my devotees, even I will do everything to protect the word of my devotees." Even because sometimes we know that sometimes the Lord may sometimes make a promise and then he will break it. But if his devotee make a promise, the Lord will never break that. He always protects that. So therefore, because he's Bhakta Vasala, so he's always giving protection to his devotee. So the main thing is that the simplicity is the real life of a devotee. the word should be simple in their dealings, not to be crooked, because being crooked will not help anyone, will not help us. So if you are simple, like Prahlad and like Dhruva Maharaj, so ultimately we can get the grace of the Lord, ultimately. So I'm going to stop here. If there is any question, you can please ask or comment. Yeah. That is from Katha Upanishad. That's from Katha Upanishad. Srila Prabhupada would quote that verse quite often. Any other comments or questions? Anyway, thank you very much for listening. Grant Rashi Bhagavatam ki, Srila Prabhupada ki, Hare Krishna. Thank you.